Good evening, everyone. Here we are with the foxy freak of Funkalicious Delight, the one, the only, the suckable Sally Sexy. 3, 2, 1.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star, Lily the Barking Bean.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another fun podcast.
Am I silky enough for you this
yeah,
evening?
Yeah, you are.
I was just complaining to Sally that I'm dressed in my sexy Andrew Christian leggings with a fishnet tank top, my wild penis shirt on, and she's here with blue jeans and a tank and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I am.
I'm like, where is the super Sally Sexy that the
$2.99 a minute? No, huh?
Oh, this is your promo. This is how you get yourself out there. This is how you promote
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's why you don't ever give it away for free. Mama always said, play hard to get. Right?
Oh, my goodness. Is that saying where why get the,
why
pay for the milk when you get the cow for free?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
And my mother would tell me that. She owe you.
That sounds incredibly horrendous to say.
Hey, that's what she said. She's like, don't give it up. Don't give it up. Boys don't want it for free.
Yeah, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Paying through the nose.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I treat you so good. I do. I treat him very well. Yes. Mm-hmm.
She does, my mistress of malign mischiefness.
You're very much about rhyming tonight.
Yeah, I'm hitting it hard tonight.
Yeah.
Banging it out. Banging it
yeah.
in. You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, we have so much stuff to talk
about. Well, I think you have a lot to talk about. I'm just here as color. Color. Yo.
Oh no, you have stuff to talk
about.
You
write stuff down? Yeah. You have to remind me because I get involved
well,
so much stuff over the weekend.
Don't worry, baby.
You got me.
I got you.
You got me. Okay, Helen.
I love him.
She's holding me down. Yeah.
You see this thigh? You know what it's like when it's wrapped around you?
No,
thrusting on you.
Thrusting into you. Like the dirty slamboni. Slamadongy.
Oh my God.
Slip a dick to me.
All right. Well, we're going to start off about. Yeah, I need to be under the booty. We're going to start off. I had a not a common request where I had a gentleman while I was camming alone, tell me that the only thing that makes him come is if a girl farts on his cock.
Now, did he say fart on his cock?
No,
or is
yeah.
he talking about, like, queefing?
No, he wanted farting. That is what he used. He's like, I want you to fart on my cock.
Fart upon my cock.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And you had to sort of make it up as you were going along.
Yeah, it was hard because normally I would be able to, step up.
Can't even do it with my armpit.
But
you can blow one out and come in.
Normally, I'm usually kind of a gassy kind of kid and I would be able to let one rip. But this week, or at least that day, no. So I did that.
That's
loved it.
He's like, yeah, do that again.
He
sit on me.
Turned on, he came, he blew his load, and he loved it. Yep. Yeah. So, I feel like I need to get a whoopee cushion because that would make it nice, juicy.
Yeah, and then you just leave it loaded.
Yeah.
And then you just you switch the camera over to the, and then put that underneath yourself, and you need to see it like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I had another guy today, same thing, wanted me to fart, but he wanted me to fart in his face, and they're not saying. I've had people ask me to queef, and do stuff like that.
If you did the other night when we were banging away.
But these guys wanted farting; they wanted you to fart. So, bravo! You know, hey. It is what it is. And then I had a lot of fun, weird, I had different, very different things this week. So after the farting request, I had a gentleman that wanted me to put my foot in my mouth and gag on it.
Were you able to do that? I didn't hear about this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you can get your toes in your mouth, but your whole foot, like, gag on your foot?
I got most of my toes and like, part of my foot, and I just, you know, gagged.
I don't see, I there's no way I get these, this thing digit here, for those of you can see this on our video sites, to my mouth. I can't even get that to my mouth.
But you've seen me do that.
Yeah, you work on your toes. You're like, I gotta get this ingrown toenail out, and she's like, rips her friggin' foot up to her face, and she's like, and I saw her do it, like, that's about as far as I can go, otherwise things are gonna get disjointed and we're gonna want
to place. You've seen me actually I've licked my feet and done stuff like that. Yeah,
you're very flexible. I mean, the other night we were playing around, and you were on the couch, we were watching TV, and I took your legs and I bent them like rabbit style behind your back. I'm like, wow, you are very flexible. You're like, stop this.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm stretched out, then I would be, but just random, like, oh, I'm going to turn you into a pretzel. I'm like, that's a little rough sometimes.
Pretzel me, baby. Pretzel my pussy. So,
And then,
one time at band camp.
And then after that, I had a sissy. I had a sissy go cam to cam, and he had fake breasts on, and he had vagina panties.
So he was built like a woman.
No. He had fake breasts on. They're rubber, like silicone.
Okay, silicone.
And then he's like, I have vagina panties. Do you want me to put them on? And I'm like, yes, put them on.
So they look like a vagina?
Yeah, they were like boy shorts, but they were clear, kind of rubbery, and it had a vagina on them. But he could stick his dick through the vagina.
Oh, wow. Like an opposite. Wow. The escape from the vagina.
Yeah.
I remember that 58 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he could keep it in there and hide it. And then he would, you know, like, I didn't know there was a hole in there until he pulled it out through the vagina. I was like, oh, look at, and then he was jerking off. And but he schooled me. I will say that I started to take my top off. He's like, no, you leave your clothes on. You should never take your clothes off unless the sissy takes her clothes off first. I was like, oh, okay. Thanks for the tip.
Learning new things on the while camming, you've broadened your horizons so much, Miss Sally.
Yeah. it's amazing me too. And then after that,
new little places.
I had stepdaddy come in. And he wanted to fuck me.
Stepdaddy?
Yeah, no.
You were stepmommy? Like, what were you?
No, I was
you were the daughter. You were the stepdaughter.
Yeah.
You were the stepdaughter. Oh, yeah. Boy.
And then
buddy.
And then after all that fun last week, I went downstairs and you dropped a bomb on me that you got us banned.
I got us banned off of SDC for 2 days, 3 days, yeah. 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what I was doing, or what I do is when I get up in the morning, or when Sally's up here alone, I'll go on SDC and I'll hang out and I'll chat with everybody. And I think I've explained this. I'll put some videos of us from our sessions up on there and start chatting with people. And it's sort of like a way for people to know what we're about and then join our groups on there and stuff. And they're always very friendly. Mm-hmm. I think 99.99%
mm-hmm.
of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was doing here is I put a little scroll bar on the bottom so they could vote for us for the ASN Awards, which I hope you're voting for us for the ASN Awards for Sexy and Jugundo, a creator, content performer, and entertainment podcast. So that was scrolling across the bottom continuously while we were on there boning away.
Mm-hmm.
And the URL that I came up with was vote.sexyandjugundo.com, which redirects to the ASN lifestyle site where you vote.
Yeah.
And we were going away, and then I stopped, and I was like, what happened? And I went, and then I see this message come through SDC. They're like, we had to stop your live stream because you're advertising another website on your live stream. I was like, oh, I was like, and I said, I was like, well, we're up for an award now. Let's put it on there for a way to get people to vote for us. And it clearly states in our terms and conditions that you're not allowed to advertise it. Even though we do that when we send out the group text stuff, and you're allowed to put links on there. So I'm like, it must be. So, but I guess when you're live streaming, they don't want you doing that. So I was fine with that. I was just like, oh, Okay, but then he said, we're going to have to ban you.
Hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans? You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
We got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jugundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, wild penis goes down easy, or our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has two fingers boning, then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Rear. Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it.
For 2 days, and then we'll allow you back on. And once you message us, so 2 days later, I was like, can you turn us back on, please? But yeah, I got us banned off of SDC for a couple of days. You're welcome. That's how freaking kinky we are. We get banned off.
No, that's how freaky kinky you are. Every time I turn around, I got banned.
Yeah, I got banned.
I got put in timeout for a week. I'm like, what'd you do this time?
I'm the Neo of sexy sites because I'm the one. Some rules can be bent, others broken. I go to see how far I can bend the rules. Bend them fucking rules, Mitch Jugundo. And that's what I'm doing. And you're welcome. You're people out there.
He's the bad boy.
Yep, I'm the bad boy. I'm out there pushing the envelope of what can be done. How much you can promote yourself for free on different spots. I'm like, because everybody wants money. And I'm like, yeah, man, we ain't making a lot of money off this. This is just like a part-time, fun, goofy thing. So, yeah.
So you had a gentleman named...
Gentleman caller.
Popper?
Popper, yeah, yeah. That was... So I don't ever come up here into where we're broadcasting from, the camming site alone, really, anymore. But Sally took a night off, and I was like, I'll go up there and do it. I haven't done it by myself up there in a long time. I'll go cam for a while on my own, see how it happens, old Mr. Do. So I sat down. I was hanging out here for a while, and dude comes in, and he was doing – I don't do drugs. I've never done – I don't drink. I don't do drugs. But he's doing – they do – actually, this is a thing with some – gay men, they do this thing called poppers. I still don't know what this is, but he's doing poppers and he's watching me and he's just talking about how he loves jerking off. And I was like, well, I'm a guy. I'm also a big fan of the working of the onion. And it was 20 minutes, and I'm walking around with my camera, and he wanted to see me stand in front of the mirror and stand over in front of that mirror and just having a good time. And it was okay. It was all right. I don't have a problem with that. My dude. But I just don't get the whole, like, why they have to do poppers and stuff. Like, why, like, you know, I don't know. But, it was very interesting.
Yeah, we've had quite a few.
We get that together a lot, like, quite often where they're doing some thing. And I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, you had that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I find it interesting. I'm getting an eyeful all the time.
Yeah, like I personally have not. The only drugs that have gone on this body are some Viagra to keep my dick really hard when I'm fucking screwing and doing the 15 other things. Penicillin, ampicillin, whatever the cillin is to kill bacteria. And
one epic tooth pulling event.
Painkillers for when I need pain to stop. That's another thing. But as far as like,
but that was the I brought you. That was the lady wheeled you out, and she's like, "Good luck." And yeah, I brought you home, and you were talking to the picture.
I forget why I walked up to that picture. Like, that was the picture of me in the Matrix outfit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then you called your buddy.
No, I think I was texting him. I was like, yeah,
I love you, man.
You're the best, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently, when I get, if I was ever like really fucked up on something, I would be the, I wouldn't be, I'm, I guess I would not be an angry drug.
No.
But I'd definitely be getting arrested for groping the shit out of somebody I shouldn't be groping. You've got a nice set of googies.
You're like, I get it now. I get it. That was a fun day. You had to have what, a wisdom tooth pulled that day?
Yeah, I had a wisdom tooth pulled that day, and I guess that was whatever they used to knock me out. I remember is when I got out of that, I had double vision, and it totally freaked me out. I'm like, I'm seeing everything is double, like everything is double vision, and they're like, that could be a side effect of the anesthesia that you had, and it was just. Everything was double vision. Like if I tried to, I guess I couldn't focus on far away things. Mm-hmm. That's why I think I walked up to that picture, because if I walked up to it, I could see it really like it was in focus. Everything else was double. So if I walked up, like if I was like this on top of something, I was fine. Oh man, that was freaky.
Oh, that was a funny day. That was a really funny day. And then, wow, it's been an exciting week.
Yeah, it has been an exciting week because we had
so much stuff that happened. There was another thing.
The eclipse wasn't this week, was it?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was Monday. That's what I mean. So much shit happened this week.
But we talked about the rapture, but we were like, that's right, because we were going to update whether or not we got,
okay, rapture. That's right. But before that, you had a mind-blowing event while you were watching your train travels through.
Oh yeah, I watch Michael Petillo, who is a British dude, and he does these shows where he's all about trains. I'm all about trains too. I wish America had more train stuff, like so we could travel around the country on trains instead of having to fly like from here to Pittsburgh or something. Mm-hmm. But England, the UK has tons of rail, like that's all they have, and he's always jumping on a train and going from place to place to place, and he's showing all these cool, really cool shit. And this was Scotland. He was in Scotland. So he goes to Scotland, and he's going on about this rock band, and he's like, internationally named in the 70s, and this big deal. And he says, it's the Bay City Rollers. And I had to literally stop the show. I'm like, whoa, 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 fucking hold on. And I couldn't remember the Bay City Rollers song that I really enjoyed. I thought, and it's like an anthem. It's Saturday Night. Saturday Night. This is Saturday. Love that song. Fun song. It just gets you in a good mood. And in fact, Saturday Night. Oh, I have to sing that song today. And, but I was like, wait a minute. You're telling me that a group called the Bay City Rollers are from fucking Scotland? I'm like, how are they not from, I thought they were from San Francisco because they're called the Bay City Rollers. Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship is from the Bay City, San Francisco, Bay City Rollers. I'm like, so I had to stop the show. I think I fell asleep the first time I watched it. I had to watch it again. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that, and it was a whole thing with like tartan. And I never really saw them. All I ever did was hear that song. And they made like wearing the those tartan like the plaid kind of like stuff popular and whatnot. And so how they got their name was, then Sally looked this up. They were sitting there trying to come up with a name, and he took a friggin', this is like H.G. Wells, where's the Lord of the War of the Worlds gonna happen? They take a friggin' dart, they throw it at a map of the United States, and it doesn't even hit fucking San Francisco. It hits Bay City, Michigan. So I was like so far off. Like this fucking, it was a group from Scotland naming their fucking group after a city in Michigan. So there you go. There's your trivia for the week from Sexy and Jugundo, the crazy camming couple. Is the Bay City Rollers are from Scotland, and they're named after Bay City, Michigan. You're welcome. But oh, I just blew my mind. I was like, holy shit! I did not know that they were from friggin' Scotland. Do we all have a ball Saturday night? Saturday night.
Aren't they? They did.
Saturday night.
And it was like S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Hey.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Saturday. It's a great song. It's a fun song. And I just always assumed they were some rock band from the fucking...
It will live in infamy.
California. It's the 70s, man. Like, bands from California. No, no, bloody hell, you moron. We're from freaking Scotland. We're from Scotland. We're Scottish. Sit down and have your fucking meat pie and relax, little bastard. Bastard.
So, yeah, blew your head, yeah,
blew
huh?
My mind.
All right, now we hit the eclipse.
Yes, we left work early on Monday. So Instagram has this fucking article up there. I scroll past. It says it's estimated that the American workplace lost over $700 million in time due to the eclipse and people not. I'm like, does every fucking thing in this country have to concern itself with how much fucking money we're making or losing?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody's like, oh, let's go outside and relax. Look at something that happens like once in their lifetimes where they fucking live. And it's like, this is definitely more important than whatever fucking widget or software or whatever the fuck you're working on for fucking 20 minutes. Let's go enjoy life. No, you're losing productivity. Fuck you. Productivity is up 300% over the last 50 years. And where is our fucking less time we got to work and more wages?
The whole slave mentality is really getting old.
It's really fucking getting old, this country. The slave mentality is like
it's a boomer mentality.
Yeah, it's 100% a boomer mentality.
Because they want us working to support their asses.
Yeah, they want us. Yeah, they want us work all the time. It's working great. Like, no, working all the time is not great.
No.
That's not. And there's your problem. But yeah, that's one of the things. So anyway, we took half a day off. Sticking grass. We were part of the $700 billion fucking problem that you guys got. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get worse.
Yep.
So we came home and we had our super special glasses and it started to get a little cloudy, which actually helped me out because I was able to take some damn good photos of the eclipse.
Yeah.
And we saw it, man. It was crazy because we didn't get the full effect where we are in Jersey.
No.
But it got cold as fuck. It got way darker because when that thing moved past, it got way sunnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. Everybody was outside.
Yeah.
Our neighbor had the welding mask.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that actually does work, a welding mask. People were buying welding masks to watch the eclipse to the point where they had it up on the signs that said, welding masks bought on this date and this date will not be able to be returned.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
But yeah,
so they want to just buy the glasses.
Well, yeah, they feel they forgot or they whatever, and they're probably use a welding shield to. Other fun fact was the day after the eclipse, apparently Google's search term for why do my eyes hurt?
Oh no!
Yeah, went way up. So people were
being stupid.
They're being like the ex-president of the United States. Oh, look, it's the eclipse. If I partially cover, no, it doesn't work like that. You don't look at
it. You could burn your eyes out doing that.
Oh, if only.
Oh, my God.
You really want a blind guy being... So we did that, and then we had the eclipse, and there was no rapture.
No, well, that was the big question. Did anybody get sucked off?
Anybody get sucked off? And I didn't know anybody who got sucked off after the rapture. I didn't see anybody floating up into the sky in New Jersey.
No.
Jersey's clear. Nobody floated from up into the heavens.
So nobody got sucked off. So basically, we're not a lot of good people here.
Yep. Yeah, all 8 billion on the planet. reality sets in once again.
And the other question was, if you're a poltergeist, did you get jerked off?
Jerked on. Jerk himself on to somebody, right? Is that off?
He was getting jerked off from so-and-so and jerked onto.
He said, I can jerk myself on to somebody else.
Yeah.
And it was funny because he was like, I wish they wouldn't use that kind of stuff around me. If you're not watching the USA versions of Ghost, the series Ghost, you don't know what's going on.
No.
That's what we're talking about. And you should be watching it. It comes on CBS, whatever their streaming service is. Ghosts. Watching get sucked off with us.
Definitely.
But yeah, no rapture, so I still have to send my brother an email that says, look stupid.
Oh my god, yeah. When are you doing that?
I just gotta work up to it. I gotta get there. It's like
I
gotta be in the right frame of mind to say, like, well, here we are again, aren't we there, big guy? Apocalypse averted 5.0.
Yeah, you haven't heard from him since then. I wonder if he got sucked off.
Sure he did.
You should ask him.
Did you get sucked? That's exactly how I'm going to word it too. I go, well, dear brother, apparently neither myself nor anyone else I know got sucked off for your rapture when the. But of course, as usual, they have the they have excuses for why it actually didn't happen. Is it just a precursor to the precursor to the precursor that precurses the precursor?
Yeah. Apparently, I heard that precursor was like the 22nd of this month now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, these people.
So I had a real jerk this week. I don't think I told you about this.
Was it? Let's see. What kind of jerk? Was it like talking about how you look, talking about what you do, asking stupid questions?
Demanding in the public room.
Demanding. Show me your tits.
And pussy.
Show me your pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Show me your pussy and your tits. And you didn't use the block button and go, bink.
No, because like I think the other people in the room saw he was being a jerk and they pulled me right into private.
Oh, show me your tits. Everybody else shows me their tits. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he was being a jerk. And I told him, I said, dude, I said, that's not the way it works here. I'm like, you're not going to see anything in a public room. You want to see something, you pull me into private, you pull me exclusive. And he just kept at it.
Yeah.
And then there was other guys in there, and then they just pulled me right into a private, and that was that. So... yeah,
I have some people come in once in a while. Hey, show me your cock or show me your penis. I'm like, I can't show it in the public room.
Yeah,
and normally, well, actually, a couple of times, it's like other people do. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll get banned. Like, I'm not doing that. It's not that important.
I'm getting banned for you, baby.
I really, and again, it goes back to like, you're so like, thank you that you think my penis is so amazing. You gotta see it. But there's a million, billion, jillion fucking penises out there. Go look at the ones that are for free. Literally, like, and, I mean, just basically say, I'd like to see a penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you will see so much penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It boils down to its fact that it's your penis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is a premium penis.
And I tell you what, we had a penis of all time the other night.
Yeah, right. Dun, 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 dun. How is it? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, I'm sorry, but a lot of the people will say they have like, you know, it's like 12 inches or ginormous or whatever, and they come in and it's like, you know, that big. But no, he was Cockzilla. That thing was monstrously huge.
That was a big schwanz. And it's like hard for me to like do stuff. I'm like, yeah, you like that. You like taking that big cock, don't you, Sally? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, well... you're not really taking a big cock when you're dealing with mine when you got that thing in the room.
Yeah.
I sort of pushed out of the way. Excuse me. Cock coming through. Excuse me.
Oh my God. It was like this big. I'm like, where do you put it?
Huge.
It was monstrous. I mean, bravo. The guy was in great shape. He had a good body. And he had this giant. It was like, boom, 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 like tree trunk.
Yeah. These guys, when they have a huge cock like that, I guess you can't get that super, super kind of hard where it's like, twang.
It's just it kind of had a flex to it, you know.
I mean, if all the blood rushed to that cock, it would be like 18 inches long, and you'd probably pass out.
How big do you think that thing was?
If that wasn't 10 to 12 inches, I don't know what is.
It was like, thick, too. Yeah, it was very, I mean, he had it all covered. It wasn't just long, it was thick. Wow. Well,
it was Godzilla.
It was. It totally was. Yep. And that was the same night that we also had another Boom Boom Fuck Jam, and he was geared up.
Yeah, he had nipple clamps on. He had something in his ass. He had another thing on his cock, and he was going to town.
Yeah. Yeah. He was lit up in his ass.
And that's, yeah, he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
That town was Orgasm City.
Wasn't he drinking wine that night, too?
I think he might have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom Boom for the win. Another one. He gave us a ginormous tip.
Boom. Yeah, he did, right? He gave us like 500 token tip.
Mm-hmm.
Boom Boom was Boom Boom's so bad now that Sally, when she comes up here on her own, she's like, I'm not going to turn Chatterbait on just in case Boom Boom jumps in while I'm here because I just can't handle it.
Yeah, well, it's not that I don't like Boom Boom, but it's like I'm commandeered. Like, I can't.
He takes it over, man. He's got to do it. He's got to run the gauntlet, and he's crushing it.
Yeah, and it's hard because, like, I can't have the other site on while I'm doing Boom Boom.
You should do what we do with when we're on, Boom Boom comes in and put, like, a 15, 20-minute gold show on.
I did do that, but then no one was coming in. Really? The one time, like, he was, like, making me run the gauntlet up here on my own. I did do that. I put the gold show on, and I had not one person
jump in. Really? How much do you charge for your gold show?
I don't remember.
You should see how much it charges and see if it's
I mean, it could have just been the time of day, you know, it's like it comes in waves, you never know. But he had a big prostate massage.
Yeah, he had a lot of things going on. He was geared up, man. Mm-hmm. He was having a good time.
And he goes for a very long time.
Yep, he's just like me. He just keeps going and going.
I noticed lately he's very much about humiliation, which seems to be a running theme lately with me.
You think a lot of guys, you said you had the whole thing happened today too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goodness, you have such wild people.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that want to be humiliated lately. So I've been watching videos on how to do it really good. I'll be honest. Thank you, Dominatrix, because you helped me today.
Well, you watched some Dominatrix. Where is this, on YouTube? Or?
Yeah, I watched a couple of them yesterday. And I wrote notes. I got notes.
She's taking notes, man. I don't even know.
Yeah, look, here. I got a whole file on it. Hold on. Look at small penis, humiliation, draining. I wrote notes.
Make them beg to look at.
Don't tolerate a cheap bitch.
Slap yourself 3 times.
Yeah, that's what you tell them to punish them.
Oh, I'm like, why do you want to slap yourself? They're gonna slap themselves.
Yeah, you gotta make them punish themselves. So, I got it all going on. I'm learning. I'm a learner. So I've been getting a lot of BBC. And Jugundo donated to the sexy fund.
I did. I bought Sally a new big black wang because she needs it.
I need a big black BBC to fuck myself with.
She has a very temperamental coochie and it can only accept certain black, certain cocks. And that's one of the cocks.
Yeah.
The Vixkin.
Yeah. So I donated my BBCs that I can't use to the Jugundo fund. So now you have it. And it seemed to work well for you. Isn't that what brought your whale in?
Yeah, at one point, yeah. I didn't use it today, though, at all, because nobody was really coming in. I didn't have anybody come in that was really doing anything.
Do you let it sit there so they see it? You gotta let them see it. Yeah, you gotta let them see it. They gotta see your toys, man, so they know how they're gonna make you work. That's my tip for you today.
Thank you, Mistress Sexy.
So we've had this guy a couple times on X-Hamster.
He keeps coming in whenever he always goes for an exclusive when we're already in a private or an exclusive on the other friggin' site. Mm-hmm. And his thing is too consuming for us to what's the word I'm looking for when it occupies all our time. It's like, there's too much. I can't. Because
basically he has a video of his wife.
I think it's his wife.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Very sexy woman on his phone, and he likes to show us the video and have Jugundo say how he wants to fuck his wife.
And then you're also your back. You're like, I'd love to see you fuck her. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's hot. That's sexy. Fuck her harder.
Yeah.
And it gets him off knowing that I would be fucking his wife.
And you like her clit. Apparently.
Yes, she's got a great clit, man. Yeah. I'd lick that little clit.
Yeah.
We've had him like 3 or 4 times.
Because
the poor guy would come in, then we'd be in an exclusive on the other side. Mm-hmm. And the first time we tried to do it, it didn't work out well. And
he's very soft spoken.
Yeah, so I couldn't hear him. And I didn't want to I didn't want the other person, I didn't want that guy to hear us talk to the other guy. And I'm like,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
So, in fact, we were, I think it was Coxzilla. We were in with Coxzilla.
Yeah.
And then that's when that guy jumped in on the other side. So we jumped in, I saw him, and I was like, no. And I turned off the rodent, as you call it, the X hamster.
Yeah.
And then we were out of Coxzilla, which was like a good 15, 20 minutes. We came back in, and like mm-hmm. 5 minutes later, he was back in and going. I was like, oh, this guy, all right, well, we'll take care of business here.
Yeah. You got a lot of guys that want you to fuck their wives.
I actually do. There's a lot of guys all over the place. They're like, yeah, I'd love to have you fuck my wife. I'm like, well, thank you very much. I don't know why you want a 58-year-old schwanz slipping inside your lady, but.
You sell yourself short. You got a nice looking cock, and you know it.
There's
it's well groomed. It's big. It's a good size, and it's thick.
I would hope that the person attached to the cock is what's really, really important part of it.
Well, for me, it is, but you know, for them, it's not. They just want you to fuck their wives.
You want a good looking guy fucking your wife? I wouldn't want like. Some ugly looking troll fucking banging you. I'd be like,
well,
oh,
obviously
gross.
They must think you're good enough to fuck their wives.
You know, I bought some handsome looking stud gun. Yeah, that's right. That hot looking dude is nailing her hard. That's right. That's right. She, yeah. He's turned on by that hot little piece.
I think you were better looking than that guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was quite a busy night. That was a busy fucking night.
Yeah, from X-Hamster to Chatterbait to
Streammate.
We were all over the place. Bang, bang, bing, bang, bing, bong.
So much so that my shoes steamed up.
I think you and I both have the same problem. We have like sort of semi-sweaty feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because my feet sweat, man. Like when my feet are in shoes, I take my socks off, they're wet. Like to the point where I had to wash my sneakers. But it's not helping, though, that you're wearing plastic shoes. There's no breathing there.
No, there's not. And then we went out today, and we did some yard work, and then the fairy turbine turned.
As the fairy turbine turns.
We bought this thing how long ago?
It was sometime at least last year, if not the year before that. We bought this little tiny fairy turbine. Which we thought would look good in our fairy village.
Yeah.
We have a fairy village in front of our house because it's cool. We live by a park and people would love it. People love it and they walk past and they compliment it. So,
you, an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios, maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist. Ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Jagundo's erotic art. At shop.mitchjagundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by wild penis brew, to bone me like you own me, skirts and shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod, or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjagundo.com. That's shop.mitchjagundo.com for all your erotic, sexy needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it out there, and I was like, this thing does not work. It spins.
Yeah.
You know, if you push it, it spins, but I'm like, I've never seen this work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It spins, but it doesn't twist. So it doesn't catch the wind to twist. Today, the wind hit the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker was spinning.
Oh, yeah. It was spinning hard. I got video of it.
She's got video. You got video of this fairy garden spinning, which I think is cool. Well, I was like, well, we didn't waste our fucking money. Thank you.
Yeah, you were down the end of the street when I realized it was spinning, and I'm like, I know when he walks back here, it's going to stop, and I got to get a video of this.
I was wondering what you were doing, because I'm down, and I'm looking at my phone, I'm looking at you, and I'm like, why does she keep bending down and taking videos of the fairy garden? That's really weird. And then when I came back, she showed me the video, and I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I figured that would make your day.
Our millennium.
Yeah, our turbine spun, baby.
You were spinning my turbine, baby.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
So you got, so we can talk. We have to talk about the. I drive a Tesla Model Y, and I like the car. People don't really like electric car. I fucking absolutely love it. Drives fucking without full self driving. If I put it on autopilot, that thing goes down the fucking road, stays in its fucking lane, just drives me down the road while I relax and let the car do its own. But as of April 1st, we got every Tesla owner that has the hardware capability to have full self-driving, quote, in heavy quotes, it's not full self-driving, has that capability now. So the car will essentially drive itself to an extent. Mm-hmm. And I've been using it, and it fucking works really good. It's not perfect in any way, shape, or form, but it works really good. It goes around cars, it passes cars, it stays in lane, it'll drive me around the road, drives you up basically all the way to work. Very few mistakes I've noticed. But one of the things it can do, this is where we're going with this point, is you're supposed to be able to hit a button, and if you're standing there and you tell it to summon it, the car will back up, pull out, turn around, and it will drive over to wherever you are.
Yeah, with nobody in it.
Nobody in it, driving by, basically driving by itself. And I've always wanted to try it. Now that we had it, and Sally saw this, she's like, I so want to try it. I saw it. That's what I was trying to do when she was taking a video of the fairy garden. And I kept trying to do it, and it wouldn't work. And I looked down, and I realized that, A, I had it set to the wrong thing. I had it set to a coordinates, and it had to be set to me. Mm-hmm. Once I did that, then I was able to try, and he had to do it. But then it said it won't do it on a public road. And where we live is a parking lot for the trail, but it's also technically a public road, so it wouldn't.
Yeah.
So Sally's like, well, let's take it down the road to the dock, and we'll friggin' park it, and we'll walk away from it, and we'll see if it'll come over. So we parked it. We walk out in the fucking cold. We walk too far away. I guess there's a limit to how far you can be. It's probably about 200 feet. And I pressed the button and said summon, and it lit up, and it started backing up, back its ass up, turned itself around, and started crawling towards me and wiggling back and forth. And it's the phone is telling me that it's having a hard time seeing. And I'm like, okay, all right. But it kept doing its thing. It would move. And it would see something it didn't like. It would stop.
You know,
and it would steer out of the way.
You know, I'm wondering, that was like a field we were in. It had no lines, no designated pathways. And I'm wondering if it needed that.
I think so. I think part of the, you're right. Part of the problem was it was just out in a big open area. And there was absolutely nothing out there.
No.
Not even any cars. And I think it was just trying, like, how do I get to where I'm going? And there's nothing that allows, like, there's no line to back out of. There's no other cars that I should try to avoid. You know, there's no path to where I'm trying to go.
Yeah, because parking lots are laid out with lines, whereas this was not.
Yeah. Yeah, but it worked. It got over to us. It pulled right up, right in front of me, and it stopped. And it was like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you, I'm frozen. But it was pretty neat. I'm a fan of Tesla's engineering. Not a fan of Elon Musk, but I'm definitely a fan of their engineers. They're pushing the limits. And I'll tell you, man, if every single car on the parkway was a full self-driving electric car, the amount of traffic accidents on highways would drop to like nothing. Because that car just stays in its fucking lane, speeds up, slows down, passes up, but it wouldn't be passing the cars, because if all the cars were self-driving, It's Mitch Jagundo's techno geek thing. If all the cars were self-driving, every single car on the road was self-driving, there would be no human interaction. There'd be no anger of the human. It would just essentially be a great big, long, disconnected train.
Yeah.
Talking to the car in front of it, watching the car behind it, and in front of it, on the side of it, and they would always be going down the road, going where they needed to go. And no car would sit there and go, fuck this, man, I'm going to do 110. And suddenly decide autonomously to go way over the speed limit. You would set the speed limit for 70, 75 on the road. The car would get to 75 miles an hour, and it would stay at 75 miles an hour and go down the road. Yeah. So the day comes when that happens, it'll be a game changer. The only thing, of course, like you talk about, like, well, what about deer? Or I don't think kids running out into like a major highway is a thing.
No.
But like a deer or an animal, something big like that,
or blowing debris,
debris, like stuff off a car,
limbs, branches, trees falling, things like that.
All that would do is it would create which is not the norm. That's not something that normally happens, which causes massive accidents. Most accidents are caused by somebody driving like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But that scenario would have you have a problem with the one car, but then that all the other cars would just go and slow down, and then they would avoid. But that's the only. But yeah, when that day comes, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'd like to remind everybody to vote for us for the ASN Awards, because we're weirdos and we put ourselves out there as freaky fucking people. How do you feel about our? We've been hot tub whoring lately. How do you
I like the hot tub whores.
You seem like you just hang out there and you're just chatting away.
Yeah, have a good time.
Looking at all of the people that are watching us.
I am fascinated with the Netherlands. Is it the Netherlands?
The Netherlands, man. People in the Netherlands are just, and we, I'll tell you what, I've been chatting with them because they're on the all different people. Because they always see our videos and they watch us in the hot tub. So they know that we're like a real couple, and they are just Great Britain, UK, Scotland, the people in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
The people from Ireland. They're like, come on over anytime, baby.
Yeah, the Dublin.
The dirty Dubliners.
Yeah.
They were all about us last night. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were. So we have an open invite to come to the UK.
Pretty much everywhere.
anywhere in the Northern Europe. We're.
I find the whole Netherlands thing funny because it's like everybody's house is like a rave. There's like techno lights. There's all sorts of shit going on.
Well, we were every time we go on and we're chatting with people and it's like 10,000 Netherlands people, we're like, all right, what fucking time is it there? Because it's like 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they are fucking
partying.
They're partying. They got all the crazy rave lights going on, rave outfits, lingerie, boning away, having a good time.
And the sex dens. You notice the rooms?
Yeah, they're all done up. Like this is an anomaly in this country, in the United States, is a room devoted to playing and fucking around. Whereas over there, it's like, pretty much. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Work until I finish sex den.
You don't have a sex den? What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like they got swings going, beds, blankets, you name it. Why are we not there?
We're not there.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But, so bravo to all you free-spirited countries. We love you, and we love chatting with you all. We have a really good time.
Yeah, I do. I have a good time chatting with everybody. I'm always amazed at there's a lot of funky, freaky people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they all like Sally. She has the perfect boobs. She does. Here's to the perfect cha-chas.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Are you out for this week? Are you done?
That's pretty much all I got, unless you got anything else.
I don't think I have anything else that I can think of at the moment. There's nothing major that's percolating in my brain as far as sexy, naughty, fun stuff. No.
All right.
No, we have nothing. We don't have anything planned, like no fun trips anywhere.
Stuff tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to the Dragon.
The shops at Dragon Village.
Yeah. We're doing a little day tripping.
We'll
report back. I guess we'll report back on how that.
We'll have a full report on what we think and how we feel about it.
We're more than just wild people who bone on the internet.
Wow, that was very deep.
You're welcome.
You were a very deep voice there for a while.
Yeah, I was doing a deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sally. What about these jugs? How much for the jugs?
I need a Bissell on that.
A Bissell. A scooch and a scotch and a snooch. A snitch and a gooch and a gotta gooch. Like, he was from New York. He was New York.
He was a character, man.
Yeah, he was a character.
I liked it. It was fun. But anyway.
All right, we anxiously await Sally's new big black dildo.
Yeah, full report.
Yep, tomorrow we'll have a full discussion on how she does this week with the big black dildo.
Yeah.
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Jagundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
Good evening, everyone. Here we are with the foxy freakiness of Funkadishalicious. Oh, shit.